Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Here's the question for you today. Are you ready for a new? Are you ready? And what I mean when I say it, are you ready? I'm not necessarily talking about if you're ready to buy a new car. I mean, that's part of it. But really what I'm asking you is, are you ready? Are you ready for a new? And when I say that, let me finish the sentence, because Suzanne Alexandria is joining me here today. Are you ready for a new sense of freedom? Man, take that in. Are you ready for a new sense of freedom? Take that in. Now, Benny, you and I both know one of my favorite songs, right? By a group. Love the group. Don't know where the group is. Hoping even to this day, they will come and do a comeback. Can't wait. Can't wait till they do a comeback. Kind of like Mary J. Blige, never really left. You just didn't know. En Vogue, Free Your Mind. But here's what Suzanne Alexandria is all about. It's not just about your mind. It's not just about that level of freedom. It's about something more. It's about the freedom that your soul really longs for, that we've been given as a birthright. You know, this idea that we have been given will, self-will. Why? Why were we given that? And what is the level of freedom that we have now? What is it that we have that we don't even believe we have? Today, when I think about this, and I think about my very special guest today on the show, who has her own hit show, when I brought up the notion of freedom, we both kind of chuckled, looked at each other, smiled a bit. I don't know, like I even put on something I haven't worn in like 5 years today. Not sure what my hair's doing, but it looks okay. Just felt that sense of freedom, because it needs to be a conversation. Suzanne, it's so great to have you here. Suzanne Alexandria, everybody, we are talking freedom. Come on now. You know that when we were talking about this and we came up with the idea for the show, both of us lit up, right?
Yeah, we got on the freedom train, right, Dr. Pat? I'm done.
Why? Tell us. I got to hear from your perspective, because we never really did get into this. But there's, you know, people always ask me, what's your why, Pat? You know, I mean, I could spend a whole show with just listing all the questions that people call me and ask me, or ask me on LinkedIn or other places. But the one that comes back is, what's your why? We don't get you. You know, man, it's like you should be riding off to the sunset, maybe get yourself a little place on Maui. And I'm like, what planet are you from? But
not
I
yet.
Get the freedom.
You're not going yet.
All right. What was your why when we came up with doing a show on freedom? What hit you in the heart?
Oh, well, it broke it even more open, because I know, and I've known this for a few years in my work, that freedom is the crux of what I do. And personally, I've been on this freedom pursuit train for my whole friggin' life, personally. And I've come into a place of really attaining it. I can say on this day, and it hasn't even been very long that I could say that, but I started to claim it a few years ago with a lot of help and y'all know who helped me. They're hopefully listening. And, you know, help from above, but I started to claim my own freedom, and I didn't even know, like you said, I didn't even know I wasn't free. I was going along my life like, everything's so-so. But when I was posed the question, do you want to be free? And I started to realize, whoa, I actually am not. And then I started to say, oh, holy hell, yes, I do want to. And I think that's one of the keys. Like, we don't even know that we're not necessarily free, because it's like we have freedom in our out there, but I'm talking about freedom in here, like in my heart.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah.
And that we don't talk about that very often either. And no. Let alone let like light shine on where we're not. And so that's become basically how I work with my clients now. You know, what is going on where you feel and you genuinely are stuck? Because do you know what? You hold the key to that. And there's help for that. And you don't have to live a life that has you really stifled if you don't want to. That is my belief for pretty much anyone who crosses my path. I will tell them that.
Yeah. There's something about this that I love. And I want to really get to this with you because it's just so cool. Have you ever discovered... And let's talk about this, because COVID has taught us something about ourselves. And there are folks that are struggling. I think we all struggle through it. We did, you know, but I realized, let me give you myself as an example and then take it away. I knew that there were some things I absolutely had to do in the middle of this if I was going to stay in business, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I knew that I had the freedom to research, to choose, to implement. I had the freedom to fill out 15 different applications to my bank, Bank of America, and not get them right. And I knew that I had that moment. There was a telltale moment way back where I almost gave up. But I didn't.
But you didn't.
But yeah. I didn't. And I realized in that moment that there was something inside of me that was getting afraid. And I had to heal that first.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have gone through so much across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne. Across the world.
Yeah.
And yet we still had the freedom to choose, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. I believe we always do. Like you were talking, we started to talk about people who, in our histories, who've shown us that, like Viktor Frankl or, you know, Helen Keller choosing to free herself from what most people wouldn't be able to, or so many people have been literally imprisoned and shown that they chose a consciousness that transformed everything. And, you know, really I've come to realize it's a consciousness. So when COVID came around for me, I was really guided by my angelic team to start doing some pretty serious group like separations from the fear of COVID, literal energetic separations.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was afraid, of course, like everyone last March when it freaked us all out. But I'm so grateful because I was guided to start doing these group call-ins where we were guided like by the archangel realm to say, I'm going to leave that the energy of that outside of me, because that's how I'm going to deal and cope and be in it. And that, I mean, at the time I had no idea the ramifications of that, but it was huge because like you said, it gave me this container to stay in my lane and get more into my own self and still, like you said, build my business and flourish and not get COVID, thank goodness. Or if I did, I don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like I did choose, but I did choose also to consciously say, no, I'm not going to be beholden to that outside influence. And frankly, I think, you know, that's what we're talking about. Like who holds the power? Who are you beholden to? Is it something outside of you or inside or higher up? And that's the realm where I'm really working with people now and myself. As I do it, I show my clients, oh, this is how I figured out how to stay in my lane and keep growing and keep being free. Because you can tie into so many things in our media and real events in the world that are real. And I've been around the world, I know it. And still it comes to this empowered centeredness.
Yeah. You know, and I want to talk about this when we come back. It's how do we live our lives and have our experience? And, you know, I've gotten calls in the middle of the night from people that I mentor or people that just want to reach out in the middle of the night going through things, Suzanne, that none of us really thought. I mean, I remember the most gut-wrenching call that I think I've ever gotten in my life outside of my own familia's death or mm-hmm. endings, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I remember a call during the middle of COVID and spending hours on the phone with someone that was describing to me the loss of her dad, mm-hmm. you know, the strongest, healthiest man on the planet.
Yeah.
Never expected this to be his end.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, she was fortunate where she was that they didn't have all the restrictions, but she was describing what it felt like, you know, to be looking at him take his last breath through a glass door,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, a glass window. And here's what she said. I want to talk about this when we come back. She went to this moment of gratitude that she could even see him,
mm-hmm.
that she was able to say, and he was able to hear words from yeah. her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
In those moments.
Yeah.
And when we come back, you know, this thing we're talking about, whether it's COVID, whether it's before COVID, whether it's after COVID, internal freedom, one of the most powerful things we've been given as human beings,
mm-hmm.
and yet one of the most underused aspects of our humanity. When we come back, Suzanne Alexandria is going to walk us through it. What is it? And how do we pump up that IF muscle and knock this out of the park? Yes.
Okay, the IF muscle. I love it.
You don't have to be a Yankees fan to like baseball. Uh-oh, Benny. We'll be right back.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Here's what we're going to be doing. Suzanne, before we get rolling here, we are going to go to the phones. Can you tell folks, out of this conversation came an idea for its time? And what I mean by that is, before the break, I said we've got to really beef up our IF muscle, you know, our internal freedom muscle. And so, and it's no joke that IF, the acronym is IF, but you're doing something special. Tell us what you're doing. And today's show, we're opening up to do freedom readings. Tell us about all of that, and then we will go to the phones.
Okay, well, I love the IF muscle. Let's flex it. So just to tie that in, yeah, we were saying, what if I start to do live readings? And I'd been getting the feeling from, you know, my intuition and spirit that it's time to start doing that, because I've been doing that in person and in my own groups for a long, long time. So today we debut Freedom Readings. And my intention is to assist callers, anyone on Facebook and on the phone, to call in, and we'll help you, my team, and I will help you understand where the point of it, we came up with together, is where are you not free? What is keeping you stuck? Because to me, most of my clients have some kind of stuckness that they can't figure out, and then they call, and then we work together. And that's what this work is about. So that essentially is, where are you not free? What is it? Because sometimes it's really hard to see that for yourself. And you and I both know we need other guides to help us get clear. And that's what I do for a living. Yeah. So Freedom Readings, if you, any listeners, would like to call in or message in and say your name and just a little bit about what your stuckness is, or where you're feeling like, oh, if I could just get free of this constant pattern. You know, usually it's like a pattern, you know, in your life, like constant interactions with one of your children or a person, or constant thoughts, or whatever it is, like in those, yeah. You know, in that realm, it's usually an energy. It's a pattern. It's a thought that
you feel trapped.
Yeah. You're trapped. Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is, it's not like physically being trapped, although people have been feeling that. You can feel trapped on the inside. And we are taking calls. We are now going to have Freedom Readings. Suzanne Alexandria is doing them live right now. Help. 1-800-930-2819 right now. Yeah, we're doing readings. Or if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook and you're watching the live stream, what you do is just type it in there, and Malia will get that and make sure we get it. But Benny has somebody waiting, I believe. Right, Benny?
I do. Ted calling in from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted. You're live.
Hi, hello. Ted.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. It's so good to have you here. I think I know who you are. You. Ted from Denver.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for joining. What do you want to ask about, or what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to be free of?
Free of anger.
Good one, Ted.
You know, I live a fairly conscious existence, and I cannot beat the anger issue. I could expand on that, but maybe I'll just leave it at that since Suzanne knows me.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think that is like, so I love that first, Ted. Thank you for the courage to call in, if I might say. Thank you for allowing us to have you express something that is being felt by millions of people. And thank you for nailing that as an internal, you know, attack literally on your freedom. Suzanne, it's all you.
Okay. All right. Well, just since this is the first time I'm doing this live with anyone, I'm going to explain what I do. And I work in a very sacred space. I work in the space of the angel realm. And I just want to just state that for the records to the audience, because this is really sacred work. When someone calls and asks me for guidance, I take it with the highest, highest regard. And today we have the blessing of having the opening to work with the archangels who I work with. So with that in mind, also because I know Ted, it's pretty quick for me to tap in to the energy that he's talking about, the energy of anger. And like Dr. Pat, you said, oh my goodness, there's so much anger caused by so many dysfunctional things in our media and politics and everything. But I'm going to go personally right into the heart, what I perceive as the heart of this this energy. I'm just going to call it an energy, because when we label it something like energy, we know we can move it. It doesn't have to hold you. And that's what I do. So, Ted, if you, I already feel your energy very open, and you can simply allow yourself to say yes to this starting to shift and move within you, if you'd like. It's going to, if you say yes, but I always ask permission. I don't do anything without permission. And because you have freedom, you have rights there. So when you ask what, we're going to bring it down to the core question. And listeners, if you have anger that comes out randomly or not, goodness knows, my kids trigger me, other things trigger me too. We all have anger. One of the keys is to allow yourself, in this moment, Ted, allow yourself to surrender to something greater than you that can shine a big light on that. So allow yourself to surrender and open your heart to why. Well, it is why, but what's the creation point of this anger? And I don't think today, Ted, I'm going to get into the creation point, because it's big, but I am going to say we can unlock the door to this now, because it's a big field for you, and you can reach out. We will talk. Please reach out, and I'll provide some support for you. But the field of anger for you, what I'm getting, and by the way, we have Archangel Uriel working with you.
Oh, boy.
This is a big one. And Archangel Uriel always shines in a big, beautiful yellow golden light. And so for you, Ted, you're there's a pattern in your family, in your ancestry, and you and I have talked about that holds on. It's like akin to a grudge. And I'm not saying you do this. This is something that's in your field that maybe touches you. You're not a grudge guy, but that's what I'm getting, that it's really triggered, that holds on to injustice.
Oh.
This is very, very broad, but it seems very, very on a global scale, global injustice, global unfairness. And that we're just going to start to allow the light of source to shine right there. And when I think about this, I realize like so many people in our society are like combative right now with that, you know, on both sides of our political system. People think it's not fair, there's injustice. It feels very much that it's of that realm of like the world isn't a fair place. And that has made, it's like carried so much anger because you can't, your people, like this goes back many generations. You can't accomplish what you came here for because there's all this inequity. So what we'll do, that's a really, really big field, but all you have to do, which is my guidance, is to surrender in this moment to the archangel field that holds you, the archangel realm, and we'll ask for this to start to dissipate. This is not just like a 5-minute thing. It's probably maybe like a few weeks of time of you sort of walking out of this. I see it as layers, like cloaks, like heavy, heavy, scratchy cloaks that have been on. And I mean, it's not common for someone to have this like this, but like on your people, your like your family, it's a miasm in my world, what I call it. So if you're willing, allow yourself to say, yes, please free me from this. And even right now, it'll start to lift away. Like your light is so bright, it's gonna shine and literally push this stuff away. And
perfect.
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you know, I think the thing where it's interesting for me, not to belabor the point, in a sense that it's a reaction that's just, you know, it's not conscious. You know, it's like being a fire sign. It's just this reaction, and then it, you know, would say it escalates in thought of just, you know, it's finding that tool to make it dissipate. You know, I've been using breath a lot lately, but it's just one of those things where after all the consciousness in meditation and breath, it's just like, okay, now I'm at, you know, let's call it zero being the least angry and 10 the most angry. It's like, how is it just instantly without any, you know, brain neurons meeting? Am I at a 10 and I can't even calm myself down?
Right.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things.
May I comment on something? Suzanne, that was beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for that. Ted, I love it. Being a fire sign, a quadruple fire sign myself, here's what I've discovered. This is really interesting you brought this up. Breath doesn't help me as well. Now, I don't know what that is. Everybody says, you're not doing the breath work right. But if you think about this, right, Ted, when you see a fire, adding more air to the fire just doesn't always cut it. So I had to come up with something on my own. And it was the antithesis or opposite. And breath is really good. So if you can do breath, and here's what I had to do. It's the weirdest thing, I'll tell you. I have a bottle of it over there. I don't want to get up. But I carry a spray around. This is it.
Whenever I
feel myself getting like fire engine 911, I take this little bottle and I spray it. And it's liquid. It's water. You know, it's a spray.
Yeah.
And if you do aromatherapy, you'll smell it. But the water, the sensation of water literally changes something in me. Now, people say,
I love that.
That's a distraction. I don't care what it is. If it's
no,
toxic,
it's real. It's so
if
real.
It stops,
if it works, who
energy,
cares?
You know,
right.
Like, it is. That I love that. That's perfect. Let's
and that's just that. Something to think about, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's great.
Yeah.
And
it's
also
a little spray bottle.
It's
I have to
also
go get it.
What I love too, I mean, the energetics, because I'm all about energy, the energetics of that are really real. And so, yeah, what puts out a fire, it is water. And it's also, Ted, you get to take an action like, boop, I'm going to put that out. And that is taking back your power to this, you know, from this. So all around, that just sounds like a brilliant plan. And allow, because you asked the question, and this I feel it, it's uncorked for you. So let it resolve and intend that it's resolving in you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get mad in your life? Sure. But I know what you're talking about with this. When it's something so ridiculous, like for me, when my children say something and it triggered, it used to really, I've had to do the same kind of work. It triggered me. And it's not in your consciousness, because it's very deep in your energy and your vibration. But the good thing is you've asked. It's going to clear. And that's like my biggest message.
Yeah.
Ask and you'll receive. It might be a little work. And there's also divine timing in all of these things. But you're totally at a point where, yeah, you do not need to let mm-hmm. this. But it's through surrender. It's through water.
I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
So Ted, here, I'm not saying you have to get it, but anything you put in here, like a bottle, I don't understand it, but this could be sitting at room temperature, right? Suzanne, you could probably understand it. And the minute I like squirt it, it's all of a sudden not at room temperature. It's like putting your foot in the Puget Sound here in the Pacific Northwest, right?
I love it.
Ted, thank you so much for calling in, because you and I sound like we have injustice has always been a thing for me, you know, whether it's not equal rights or I could go on about it, but there's mm-hmm. something about it that hits me inside, probably a past life, mm-hmm. right? But there's something about it that if I don't take an action or do something, it festers. It's like a little smoldering, then turns out to be a wildfire. And honestly, that is not good for me. Ted, thank you so much. What I'd like to do, if we could keep going, Suzanne, we mm-hmm. have people waiting to chat with you.
Oh, awesome. Let's do. Yeah.
Benny, is that okay? Yeah, or should we take a little short break?
That's fine by me, Pat. I'm ready for you. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's keep doing
Go.
It.
Go.
All right, let's take Shanice calling in from New York area. Hi, Shanice.
Hi, Shanice.
Hi, how are you? So thank you so much for having me today.
How can we help you?
Well, I do energy work. I'm actually a friend of Suzanne, so she knows what I do. And I actually feel like I'm getting very close to another level of expansion and deepening, and really, it just feels like there's something that's beautiful that's really accessible, and it feels like the gateway to that is self-care and resting and taking care of myself, and I feel locked into this pattern of not being able to move into the self-care and to the rest mm-hmm. and to the things that I know I need to do and that I want to do. It feels very close, but I'm going to sleep too late. I'm waking up too late. I'm not doing the things that I need to do with my business until I'm under the gun. And I would love freedom from it. It feels like I'm sort of in a self-created clear bubble, and I'm ready to move beyond that. So I would love help with that.
It feels like a distraction bubble.
Hi, yes, Shernice. Perfect.
Okay, so let's do this. So the word I get is distraction. I got to ask you a question, sister, okay? Mm-hmm. What are you avoiding? And let your body take you to that place. Let yourself be shown. It's not going to be scary. It's clearly something we can say on the air. What are you avoiding, though?
Wow, I feel like I'm going to cry.
Okay, that's good, because we just hit it. And you don't have to say it out loud, but we're just going to start to unplug that, because it feels right in your, between your solar plexus and your heart. It's like there's like an there's a faucet that needs to be turned on right there to be in flow. So we don't have to go into the what. You're going to know. You're going to know. And that, I think it is a little sensitive for to say. But I know you trust me and know this work. We're going to allow the flow to like the waters wash through. Because that's your power center, your solar plexus. That's your power center. And when we talk about claiming our freedom, we have to be in our power. The power center, it's our heart and it's our core, our gut. And so whatever it is, because when you were talking, Shernice, about self-care, that's not the problem. You take pretty good care of yourself, but your habits could use a little tweaking, but it's really self-care right in here and not avoiding that. Really, okay, this is what I'm getting, sweetie. Not avoiding that which you came here to do.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, you can let the waters work through you. It's about your service. It's about how you are in service. Do you see how that is your key to freedom? For you.
100%.
That's your key to freedom. If you, as you continue to let yourself be in service, not be distracted, you need self-care and you need action. It's not just all lounging on the couch and self-care. It's both. Give yourself self-care because you provide a service that few others do. Let the waters wash through that place that was just holding that. It's just like we had to open the spigot. And I know it's hard, but it just seems hard because this is who you are. Beautiful yellow and orange and red light is just pouring into your lower chakra field to ground you into that who you are. Shernice is a beautiful channel. She's a light worker. I'm blessed that you called in today because clearly we can be of service and I'm grateful. And I feel that if you let this roll down, like take some time, let it roll down. This is kind of a big unblocking, but I know that you know what to do in terms of self-care, but also reach out to me for sure for support. But does this feel in harmony, Shernice?
Yes, 100%. That feels perfect. Thank you.
Okay, and there's blue light. Archangel Michael is he's like bringing around a deep blue, lovely, luxurious blanket. And beautiful. He's wrapping you because you know he holds you. And that lapis blue is supporting this like transcendence. It's sort of like what they're showing is they're going to help lift you up out of the stuckness, the earthly stuckness. It's just like earthly goo into your... You're an angel channel, and that they're just going to lift you and bring you into that centered place of, okay, I'm ready. Are you ready? I know you have been, but it's like, you just need to say it. If I can on the air, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do it.
You are.
I'm ready.
See how that's deepening in your gut? You are ready, beloved angel. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we'll follow up, Shernice, but thank you so much for being brave, because I know this takes some bravery, but you're so held, and we all are.
Suzanne, thank you so much. Why don't we do this? Let's take a short break. But before we do, I would love for everyone to know how they can work with you together and, you know, what you're creating in these freedom sessions for people. What is the best way? And then when we come back, we have a message from Maui, which we'll read to you. And then we have one other caller, Betsy. So we'll get to both of those. But awesome. Before that, how do we find out about you?
So, okay, you can find me. All my stuff is at SuzanneAlexandria.com. I also am very active on Instagram at Wings of Isis and on Facebook at Suzanne Alexandria Healer. I work in a number of ways. What I've rolled out now is a new small group setting such as this called Freedom Readings also. If you are interested in subscribing and joining those, that's a service I offer for a fee. Go to my website and get on my email list. So SuzanneAlexandria.com, there's a pop-up and you'll get on my list because I'm going to be rolling those out at some different times each week where small groups come together. So that's a group setting, but I do lots of one-on-one work. So that's my bread and butter and has been. I do individual sessions, just very much like this. And I do a lot of, what I do is clearing and activation, always replenishing. And so those are really rich, rich one-on-one sessions. And I also run an academy for inner wisdom. So if you really want to expand and get free, you work with me long-term and we bust open your intuitive channel, your energy field, your heart, and help you emerge as the leader that you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your business, your work, your parenting, whatever that is. So I've got a number of offerings, but most of all, get on my email list. You can also get a free Metatron Archangel meditation on my site this week. That's my free offering.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And when we come back, we've got several new posts from Facebook. We'll try to get them all in. And we've got two additional callers. So really, really short break. We'll be right back and we'll go right to the phones.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Suzanne Alexandria is here, and we are looking at A Pathway to Freedom. Her show is going to be all about this, really live interaction with all of you, just like today. We're going to do our best to get everyone in. And Benny, let's get at it. Who we have
next? We'll travel back to Denver, Colorado. We have Betsy joining us. Hi, Betsy.
Hey, Betsy, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Betsy. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Angel. So
how can we help you
having
today?
Me. Yeah, thanks. I tend to reality is stay open to the perfect relationship, and my sort of past continues to sort of rear its ugly head and, you know, tell me different things about what the past used to be and not what the future can be. And although I, you know, I'm very conscious and I really, you know, try to stay in the present moment, for some reason this area continues to sort of plague me a little, and I'm just interested in a little freedom from that.
Okay, Betsy, can I just ask you to ask what's just clearly to illuminate the question? Because I get the general, but like if you can put that into one question, is it like, how do I free myself from, can you fill
How do
in?
I free myself from the past thought pattern that relationships are for everyone but me?
Yeah, okay. So thank you, Betsy, for clearing. We needed to get that pinpoint precision. We have Mary Magdalene working with you and your field today, if that's all right. Simply just say yes in your heart to a little zhuzhing. And again, this is like very much in your solar plexus, your power center. So much of these things, while we think they, you know, they're from the outside, like just feel into, and I just say for listeners, it's always an internal thing. And it's like, there's been a lockdown on your power center here, is what I'm getting, a lockdown. And you said it, it's the thought, well, relationships aren't for me. They're for everyone else. Why does that happen for that person or this person? Those kinds of thoughts, as you know this well, they come in and they do create a web that becomes like a padlock, Frank, you know, and that can sometimes be a process of shedding. But I encourage you to just think of it like that. And I'm asking for Mary Magdalene's assistance to help. We're going to look at what is the actual, because literally she's showing me a lock, but it's a heart lock, and there's a whole keyhole, and you have the key. And we're going to, so I invite you to go in there, maybe even put your hand on your belly as you're listening to this, because this is you.
It's already done.
It's done? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you already know what it is? Or no?
What the key is?
Yeah. Did you
mean you
got the awareness?
I know that what you said is true, because the, you know, the emotion and tears started to come when you said that. So
perfect. That's
I don't know what it is though.
Fine. Okay. So we're going to show, we're going to shine light. It's just taking a minute. You do, Betsy, you do have a past, and this goes to past lives, of things really being taken from you, like stolen, taken. And that is what I'm being shown today, is the underlying energy of that thought. Well, that's not for me. Because like this whole like treachery of, and lots of people on the planet have had this happen too. Like things have been stolen from us in so many ways, even our civil liberties and our freedom. And so we're taking that out. It's like pulling the rug out from under your power center. So it's we're gonna clear that out, because you've given permission. But the notion that things are taken, it keeps you in this lockjaw pattern of thinking you can't have it. And it is like a cage. So are you ready to bust that out?
Yeah.
Bust out of it? Yeah. Okay. So you don't really have to talk anymore. If it's emotional, just let that flow out. We're just going to clear that. It looks like a bird cage around your heart and your solar plexus. And my heart is with you, sister. I know. And this is all for your liberation. You're a dove. Like I'm seeing your spirit, like this dove coming out of there. And so that pattern of thinking, that's for them and not me. It's old, like karmic block that says they're going to take it. It It's very interrelated. And you have had lots of things stolen from you, maybe even in this life. So let that, that's going to resolve now. That's that whole interplay with your power is going to resolve now within you. And it might, this one's kind of big, and I know you know how to handle this, but take some good care with this. We can, please reach out to me later if you like. You can find, anyone can find me on Facebook and my site if you need support, because sometimes these are very big energetic releases. And if I know that Betsy knows how to manage this, and that's why this is safe and fine. But it's going to flow, let the waters come and clear out that energy. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for bringing in the waters, because like I see that flowing through all of her lower chakras. When your power is taken, especially, this is really specific by theft. And that's just interesting to know. People have stolen from you, Betsy, and it created a sense of powerlessness, like your hands got tied. But really, so many past lives of that. So we just ask spirit to release all of that karma, all that energy. It's done. We're going to ask to release any and all old past life that you do not at all need. This is a time, y'all, for claiming freedom from past lives.
Yeah.
It's one thing I do big time. So let's get on it. They don't need to hold us anymore.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, like, reach out to me, okay? I don't know if you even want to talk, because that feels like it just brought a lot of emotion. If so, just go. Please know you're blessed, and we'll communicate. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay, blessings. You're surrounded again. Archangel Michael has you held, so held, filling you back up with water and with healing and with knowing that nobody can take what's yours. No more theft of power of anything. And wow, that's powerful. You're bringing that in. No more. I'm done. That's what you've been doing in your life right now, apparently, standing for yourself. And that's freedom. That's what your freedom is bringing you.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. I know that we're not going to have time for everyone today, but you're going to continue this on your show. And, you know, please tell folks how they can listen. Nancy, please go ahead and reach out to Suzanne, or those of you that are on Facebook. I think you'll be able to chat with the folks on Facebook, or we'll make sure we get a way to get those messages to those folks on Facebook as well.
Please send these, because I can see them, but they're going to go away. Send these messages, Tara from Maui, Jennifer, send those on Facebook to me, and I will respond to those.
And then, Malia, you can take those messages and post them on Suzanne's Facebook for her, if you would. And then also, Nancy, please call in. When is your upcoming show? Tell folks how they can find out all about you. Let's do it like that.
Yeah, okay. So my show, Soul Activation Podcast, is going to be now featuring these live readings, freedom readings. And that's every second and fourth Monday at 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So tune in for that. I've also got, again, my own freedom readings, small groups. Get on my email list at SuzanneAlexandria.com, and you'll see how to subscribe for those. And I'm on YouTube as well, but this is the start of this whole new venture of Freedom Readings. And I'm just so grateful to you, Pat, Dr. Pat, for hosting and for you callers, because it's so powerful to be vulnerable. I just want to acknowledge every one of you who called in. You're brave. Like, you got to be brave to do something like this. And I commend you, because when we can be brave, that's when we get the light. You know, we don't walk in fear. We say, okay, I'm going to face it. What is it? Show me. And when we are brave enough to do that, I know this to be true in every cell of my body, because I've done it too. And so have you, Dr. Pat. Then you get clear.
There's no question about it. Thank you for everything you're doing today, because part of this is we've been talking about the energy of this and a time to choose freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that internal freedom, that if muscle, that thing is the thing that we all really need to step into. What if I was free of anger? What if I was free of past life trauma?